Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, the first period, we didn't really like some of our defensive decisions. We weren't solving the pressure they put on us very well. But I thought in the second period, we really found a way past the pressure and dominated. And, you know, it was correct to get back into that game and to tie it up if you look at the storyline. But, you know, disappointing is we dug another hole in the third period, and as much as that was disappointing, the resiliency of the guys and the way they stuck with it to turn this into one hell of a hockey game for the people that were here and for spectators. But, you know, we of course don't like the finish where the puck's in their net and then the puck's in our net, but the one in their net didn't count, so we'll have to accept that and learn and grow from this game. Yeah, I thought power play today. I mean, the 2-6 on 5 goals were within the principles that we've been chatting about, and getting a 5-on-4 goal. So, it's really three situations with man advantage today where we can take some confidence going forward. Very disappointing the shorthanded goal. You know, just a little too much pressure, too much risk moving forward, and they took advantage of it and a hell of a goal. So, we need to continue to work in this way. I thought power play did take a step forward, though, overall today.
What did you think of the play in overtime? It did look like that Henry created Jack space there.
Yeah, for sure. That I can understand the call because of it being literally a breakaway out of it. So it was definitely not intentional. Jokke wasn't even looking in that direction. So in a normal moment in the game, that might not get called, but I think in a 3-on-3 overtime, when it leads to a breakaway, you can see both sides of it, and we just have to swallow it now.
How do you balance Hutton starting 6-0, and now you're looking at 9 in a row, and obviously, like you said this morning, the guy is battling, but it's another 6 goals against, and he doesn't get his W.
Well, he needs to work hard. I mean, that's all we can do in this situation, and again, he's been in a lot of close games, which we all know. They've been tight games. I believe 3 of those have gone into overtime at least, and so we've been in them. But when that kind of momentum works against an individual player, you just have to work with him to stay into what are his fundamentals, work with them, and work on those. And that's all I really know. Mike Bales is going to work hard with him, and we're going to work hard with him to keep him moving forward and get his confidence back.
What can you say about Victor Olsen's resurgence here in December and how important that is?
Yeah. Well, Victor's just been an outstanding player from the get-go, and he's gone through different phases where, you know, mixing between power play and then finding his way 5-on-5 and supporting Eichel and Reinhardt so well defensively too, and just dealing with the physicality that line has to put up with every night. They're playing against the best defensemen on the other teams and night in and night out on the road. You know, we can shake them once in a while at home, but for a kid that young to be that consistent to this date shows also his fitness level is really high. I think also he matured nicely. He stayed in Sweden a touch longer. Sometimes it's good for the European players, I think, to not rush their way into North America and then put that year in the American League. So his pathway has been really an example for a European player with those elite skills. He was patient in the process. The organization was patient. And, he's just been a fabulous addition on and off the ice to the team.
You have 5 straight losses in overtime, but do you sense any common thread, or is this more of the coin flip feeling?
Yeah, I think overtime, as we've all seen, just hangs on a thread. And I think that momentum shows a little bit about the funk we're in right now. We're hanging in the race, but, you know, we need to make a stronger push forward. And solving OT and solving finishing these games that we're getting ourselves back into and or that are being tied up late is certainly something we need to speak about and work on. And as you all know, it's still a big growing process ahead for us. We're in the middle of that growth, and as exciting as we were in some portions of the game, as much we still have to work on. And I think that the overtime run of games is a little bit like that. It is a lottery, which we all see, which is why the people stay in the building. And we need to tip that back to our side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.